God is good
all the time.
As you know, this weekend we celebrate our Welcome Home weekend. For us, an opportunity to let us all people know that our church is open, and also as together we are building the new reality in El Grove Village. We used to have two former locations, St. Julian, Queen of Rosary, but now we have come one family with a new name, Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament. Just let me double check if here we have someone who came back for first time since 2020 today at the church. Can you raise your hands up to see you? Oh, we have here one. Welcome home, please. Let him be welcome. Maybe you don't know me. Now you have here a priest, a new priest, the chocolate one. I am here. Okay. My name is Father Louis Matumbwe. I am a priest of the Catholic Church now 11 years as associate pastor. And we live now in El Grove Village Rectory. We sold the former rectory here in order to earn money. The new pastor here is Father Dan Volvashne. So welcome home. After this mass also, we invite you to join us at the share hall to share over there some donuts, some coffee. As you know, we notice that many of us are still reluctant to move forward. I understand it's going to take a time, a while to do so, to step out of our comfort zone, of our routine. Many of us are very afraid, I don't know what's happened, to also attend a mass sometimes in Queen of the Rosary. They don't want to cross the border. I'm so happy to be here. I want to stay here in St. Julian. But today also, I want you, don't run at home after the blessing. Take a time to go in this place and to meet one, two, or three persons. Ask the name, pray for them. It's going to be a way for us to come together as a one family. Remember, every day we complain about the church, about the Catholic Church. The church is empty. But if we don't come together and to take in our hand this challenge, which is to build together the new reality of Catholicity in El Grove Village, let me tell you, our church will continue to be empty. It is our mission, all of us. It is our responsibility, all of us. Amen? Amen. On this first Sunday of Advent, my dear friends, we all think of the magic of Christmas. As we see today, our choir is putting all the vibes to make us feel that we are going through Christmas. And everybody and everyone is already talking about it with family, with friends, and also in some businesses places. Especially, every year, great celebrations are supplied. We invite people to New Year Eve. We offer gifts. But now the problem is too often we forget about the one who created this celebration. But on this day, the liturgy put the memory of the manger in parentheses. The biblical readings propose to us to remind that Jesus, who came at the first Christmas, it is also the one who continues to come and who will return. Let me put it very simple for you. What does it mean Christmas? It's Jesus who came long time ago, who continue to come every day, and one day he will come forever to take with him those who live faithfully his word. That's why on this day, we are sent back to the future. Jesus will return. We await his coming and prepare ourselves actively for it throughout our life. It is this good news that the prophet Isaiah addresses us in today's first reading. This story of the first reading was written on the occasion of a great pilgrimage to Jerusalem. One remembered the earth, the tent of the Hebrew people on Mount Sinai. For 8 days, pilgrims lived in the tents in the hut, even in the city. Seeing all these people from everywhere, the prophet Isaiah understands that this great gathering foreshadow another much more important one. One day, this pilgrimage will bring together all the peoples of the earth. The holy city will become the sign of universal salvation. God has chosen a specific people, but his project concerns the whole humanity. He wants to save everybody. With Jesus, we are moving towards a reconciled world. With Jesus, we are moving toward a people of God who come back to his Father. And then the instrument, that means the cross, the instrument of death become an instrument of life. It is true now that the hotbeds of war, the hotbeds of tensions are still very present in the world. But the prophet projects us toward the future. His message is not only a prediction, it is above all a promise from God. In this time of Advent, we are invited to put it back at the center of our life. Why? It is the only way to get eternal life. It is also this good news, my dear friends, that we find in St. Paul's letter to the Romans in the today's second reading. After the enthusiasm of baptism, of conversion, what happened? A waking, a bending is always to be feared. Today, the apostle comes to shake us when he says, wake up, don't sleep too much, do not fall back into the vices of before your conversion, rivalry, drunkenness, attraction for lust, and so on. And everybody here in this room know exactly what could be your attraction in the former life. And so far, some of us, we are still struggling not to be taken away from God. It's part of our journey. Then St. Paul gives us an injunction. Let us reject, draw off, let us put on, take away the former habit, put them back, draw them off. Let us reject, and after that he say, let us put on. Put on what? The garment, the vestment we receive all of us the day of our baptism, which make us new creature, new creation in Jesus Christ. And sometimes this garment is get a stained, dirt, because of sins. Also, the Catholic Church provides for us a beautiful and wonderful and impactful sacrament, the sacrament of reconciliation, that helps us to keep our garment always clean, always ready for the return, for the coming of our Savior. Amen. So, to reject, to put on, is the language of a constant conversion, a daily conversion. God's mercy is still at hand. God's mercy is always available. It's up to us to look for. So, my dear friend, there is no time to miss the opportunity to change your lifestyle. Whoever of us who goes in this direction will soon realize that the God of love and mercy is closer to him, closer to her than ever. St. Paul recommends that we not be overwhelmed by material concerns, even if they are necessary, and that is true. But now, Christian Catholics must look for higher expectations. We must look for higher expectations. We can earn all the money of earth. We can accumulate all the riches of life,
But at the least, if our soul is in danger, we are very poor and sad at the end of the time. Having money is good. Having material good is good. God provided them, but all our material good supposed to lead us to meet our Creator at the hands of the time. That's why I repeat myself, Catholic Christian must look for a higher expectation. Our priority, my dear friends, must be to remain united to Christ and to live as a children of life. Amen. In today's gospel, we hear Jesus addressing us a calling to be always vigilant. And that is true. Let me tell you something very important. All our lives is just to be here preparing the coming of the Lord. And to get and to earn this coming, we need just to foster and to make concrete the first and the greatest of the commandment. Love God with all your mind, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. If you do it every day, you are pretty sure 100% to get access in God's court, in God's house. But now, it's easier for us to love every day. Sometimes it's difficult because we love only those who love us. We love always sometimes those from our inner circle. And sometimes we hate our enemies. And we forget that the Lord says, if they give you a big punch on this hick, present to the second one. If you want to take your tunic, also let them take your shoes. It's not a way for us to be cowards, no. It's a way for us to let us know that love conquers everything. When we love, we feel good. And when we love, we make also very pleasant the life of all the people around us. My dear friends, let me rephrase and put it very clearly. All our life is meant to be a preparation of the coming of the Lord. And doing so, we are called to practice the goodest commandment. Love God, love yourself, and love your neighbor, period. Amen? The today gospel so invite us then to be vigilant. And he speaks to us of the coming of the Lord at the end of the time. To make himself very well understood, Jesus today uses some hardest images. It is important because he wants us to be ready for his return. The today gospel wasn't written to frighten us, but to enlighten us. The only reality that matters is the coming of Christ. The only reality that matters is the coming of Christ. Advent. Advent must therefore be a time of intense preparation for this coming of our Savior. This is the right time. This is the right time to reorient our life towards the right direction, that of generosity, that of love for God, and that of love for our neighbor. This is the opportunity to make all my best. If I did some wrong stuff, very shameful stuff, I feel that I'm not worthy, don't matter. To God, everything is possible. To God, doesn't matter your past. For God, doesn't matter your present. What matters the most is the future you want to take with him. When you understand that Advent time is the profitable occasion to resume your life and to follow God in the desert. The coming of Christ will take us as we are, with our consent, yes to God, and also with our refusal of love. I don't think that you're going to keep your life just refusing love. One day you will say, I am tired. I give away the former life to embrace the newness with Jesus. To enter then this journey of conversion, we need the help of God. We need
the help of the Lord. He takes times for prayer to do so. This is Jesus' recommendation on the Mount of Olives just before his passion, when he said to his disciples, "Wash and pray. Stay awake and pray." This prayer will help us to change our gaze on over the world. It will help us to understand better that in this sick world, God wants to save it. Jesus came to seek and save those who are lost, myself first. That's why regular contact through prayer with him help us to remain more attentive to the reality from above. Don't stay awake, don't sleep, don't clung, don't bind yourself only looking for money and material goods. Also, take your heart and look for the reality from above. Your life citizenship will be in heaven with God. Amen? Amen? Amen. Don't sleep. My dear friends, in this world, in this society, weakened, softened by injustice and indifference, we ask the Lord not to let us sleep. May he direct our gaze to the one who comes to make peace and the life flourish. May he help us to become the watchman of our humanity, of our society. It is here, at the heart of our daily life, that he wants us to welcome him. Let us ask our mother, her support and intercession, and we say together, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God is good all the time.